His grace mar am giridhara prabhu. On the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi, I mean Antya Lila, chapter 10 and verse number 107 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call now, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for engaging me in this service. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 10, Text number 107 onwards. Okay. Purve yadi gauda haite bhakta ghana hailam. Prabhu reki chukao yaite sabara icha hailam. Formerly, when all the devotees had arrived from Bengal, they all desired to give Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something to eat. Keha kona prasadani deya govinda tani iha ena avasya bhakshana karena goshai. Each devotee would bring a certain type of prasadam. He would entrust it to Govinda and request him, please arrange that. The Lord will surely eat this prasadam. Keha paida keha nadu keha pita panam bahumulya uttama prasada prakarya rananam. Some brought paida, a coconut preparation. Some brought sweet balls. Some brought cakes and sweet rice. The prasadam was different. Prasadam was of different varieties. All very costly. Amukyei diyache Govinda kare nivedanam dari rakha bali prabhu na karena bhakshanam. Govinda would present the prasadam and say to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this has been given by such and such devotee. The Lord would, however, would not actually eat it. He would simply say, keep it in storage. Darite darite garera barila eka kona shata jhane ra bakshya yata haila sanyachanam. Govinda kept accumulating the food and soon it filled a corner of the room. There was quite enough to feed at least 100 people. Govindere sabe puche kariya yatana Amadatta prasada prabhure ki karaila bhakshanam. All the devotees asked Govinda with great eagerness, have you given Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the prasadam brought by me? Kaha kichu kahi Govinda kare vanchanam aradina prabhure kahe nirveda vachanam. When the devotees questioned Govinda, he had to tell them lies. Therefore, one day he spoke to the Lord in disappointment. Acharyadi mahashaya kariyayatane tomare kao yaite vastu dena morastane. Many respectable devotees headed by Advaita Acharya make a great endeavor to entrust me with varieties of food for you. Tumi sena kao tandra puche bara bara. Kata vanjana karimu kemane amara nishtara. You do not eat it, but they ask me again and again. How long shall I go on cheating them? How long shall I be freed? How shall I be freed from this responsibility? Prabhu kahe adivasya dukkha kane mane. Keba ki diyache taha anaha ekane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, why are you so foolishly unhappy? Bring here to me whatever they have given you. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains that the word Adivasya refers to one who has been living with another for a very long time. Govinda was addressed as Adivasya because he had been living with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a very long time. Whereas other devotees who are mostly new would come and go. In effect, the Lord told Govinda, since you have been living with me for a long time, you should not be foolishly disappointed in this situation. Bring all the food to me and you will see that I can eat it. Etabali Mahaprabhu Vasila Bhojane Namadari Dhari Govinda Kare Nivedane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to eat. Then Govinda offered him the preparations one after another. And as he did, so he spoke the name of the person who had given each one. Acharyera ei paida pana sarapupi ei amrita gutika manda karpura gupi. These preparations, paida, sweet rice, cake made with cream, and also amrita gutika, manda, and a pot of camphor have been given by Advaita Acharya. Srivasa Panditerayai Aneka Prakaram Pitapana Amrita Manda Padma Chiniaram. Next, there are varieties of food, cakes, cream, Amrita Manda, and Padma Chini, given by Srivasa Pandita. Acharya Ratnera Yei Shaba Upahara Acharya Nidira Yei Aneka Prakaram. All these are gifts of Acharya Ratna, and these varieties of gifts are from Acharya Nidhi. Vasudeva Dattera Yei Murari Guptera Ara Buddhimanta Kanera Yei Vivida Prakaram. Translation. And all these varieties of food have been given by Vasudeva Datta, Murari Gupta, and Buddhimanta Khan. Shriman Sena Shriman Pandita Acharya Nandana Tanasa Bharadatta Ei Karaha Bhojanam. These are gifts given by Shriman Sena, Shriman Pandita, and Nandana Acharya. Please eat them all. Kulina Gramera Ei Age Dheka Yatam Kandavasi Loke Rayai Dekaha Tata. Here are the preparations made by the inhabitants of Kulina Grama, and these have been made by the inhabitants of Kanda. Aiche Sabhara Nama Lana Prabhura Age Dare Santushtahana Prabhu Sabha Bhojana Kare. In this way, Govinda gave everyone's name as he put the food before the Lord. Being very satisfied, the Lord began to eat it all. Yadyapi Mashekara Vasi Mukta Nari Kela Amrita Gutikadi Panadi Sakala Tatapi Nutana Praya Sabadravyera Swada Vashi Vishwada Nahe Sei Prabhura Prashada. The hard sweets made of coconut, Mukuta Nari Kela, the sweet balls, the many kinds of sweet drinks, and all the other preparations were at least a month old. But although they were old, they had not become tasteless or stale. Indeed, they had all stayed fresh. That is the mercy ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు. శత జానేర భక్ష్య ప్రభు దండ దందేకే కాయిలాం ఆరకిచు ఆచే బలి గోవింద పూచిలాం. Within a very short time, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate enough for 100 people. Then he asked Govinda, is there anything more left? Govinda bale ragavera jhali matra ache prabhu kahe aji rahu taha deki mu pache. Govinda replied, now there are only the bags of Raghava Pandita. Purport, the Lord said, let them remain today, I shall see them later. Text 129. Aradina prabhu yadi nibrute bhojana kailam ragavera jali kuli sakala dhekilam. The next day, while taking his lunch in a secluded place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the bags of Raghava and inspected their contents one after the other. సభద్రవ్యేరౌ కిచు కిచు ఉపయోగ కైలాం స్వాదు సుగంధి దేకి బహు ప్రశంసీలాం. He tasted a little of everything they contained and praised it all for its flavor and aroma.
వత్సరేకతరేయార రాగిల ధరియాం భోజన కాలే స్వరూప పరివేశే Kashana.
All the varieties of the remaining prasadam were kept to eat throughout the year. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate his lunch, Swarup Damodar Goswami would serve it little by little.
Kabu Ratri Kale Kichu Karena Upayogam Bhaktera Shraddhara Dravya Avasya Karena Upabhogam.
Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take some of it at night. The Lord certainly enjoys preparations made with faith and love by his devotees. Purport. Krishna is very pleased with his devotees and their offerings. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita 9.26, the Lord says, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam ashnami priyatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. Herein also we find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted all this food because it had been offered by his devotees. Sometimes he would eat it during lunch, sometimes at night. But he would always think that since his devotees had offered it with great love and affection, he must eat it. Text 133.
యై మత మహాప్రభు భక్త ఘన సంగే చాతుర్మాస్య గోణాయిల కృష్ణ కతరంగే.
Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the entire period of Chaturmasya, the 4 months of rainy season, in the happiness of discussing topics of Krishna with his devotees.
మధ్య మధ్య ఆచార్యాది కరే నిమంత్రణ గరే భాత రాందేయార వివిధ వ్యంజన.
From time to time, Advaita Acharya and others would invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for home-cooked rice and varieties of vegetables.
Marichera jhala ara madura mala ara ada lavana lembu dugda dadi ghanda sara shakaduri chariyara shukutara jhola nimba varta kiyara brishta patola.
They offered panjan preparations made with black pepper, sweet and sour preparations, ginger, salty preparation, limes, milk, yogurt, sugar candy, 2 or 4 kinds of spinach, soup made with bitter melon, eggplant mixed with nimba leaves and fried patola.
Brishta phula bhadiyara mugda dhali supa vivida vyanjana rande prabhura ruchi anurupa.
They also offered phula badi, liquid mung dal and many vegetables, all cooked according to the Lord's taste.
Jagannathera prasadane karite mishrita kaha eka yayena kaha ganera sahita.
They would mix these preparations with the remnants of food from Lord Jagannath. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the invitations, he went sometimes alone
and sometimes with his associates. Acharya Ratna Acharya Nidhi Nandana Raghava Shivasadi Yadi Bhakta Vipra Sabha. Devotees like Acharya Ratna Acharya Nidhi Nandana Acharya Raghava Pandita and Shrivas were all of the Brahmanas caste. Yai mata nimantrena karena yatna kari Vasudeva gada daradasa gupta murari Pulina grami kanda vashi arayata jana Jagannathera prashadani kare nimantranam. They would extend invitations to the Lord. Vasudeva datta, gada daradas, murari gupta, the inhabitants of Kulina Gram and Kanda and many other devotees who were not Brahmanas by caste would purchase food offered to Lord Jagannath and then extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Kulina Gram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda Vasu, were not Brahmanas by caste, nor were the inhabitants of Kanda, such as Mukunda Dasa, Narahari Dasa, and Raghunandana. Therefore, they would purchase the prasadam from the market where the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food was sold and then extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whereas Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, and others who were Brahmanas by caste would cook at home when they invited the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed the etiquette then current in the society by accepting only prasadam cooked by members of the Brahmana caste. But on principle, he accepted invitations from his devotees, regardless of whether they were Brahmanas by caste. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, it's always a pleasure to read, hear, discuss about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we read through the descriptions given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he makes it lively and also he gives us experience of being part of such an episode. The entire Krishna consciousness process given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his followers is highly a personal one. Unlike Mayavadis, unlike people of other systems of philosophy, this philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got a personal touch. The personal touch is exhibited in different capacities, but four major capacities in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan mission has given us the feeling that we are cared for. Because Krishna is our eternal father, Krishna is our caretaker, and we are all his family. We are all his part and parcel. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his manifested Leela, whilst playing the role of a devotee, he showed the power of this Siddhanta, this process that he has given, and how it is very personal. Because already in Kali Yuga, when we have Manda Buddhi, when our intelligence is self-centered, when our intelligence is Maya Apahrita Jnana, is carried away, taken away by Maya, we tend to look at others and say how they have not been kind upon me, rather than thinking that how I should have also been kind upon them. So we are in, you know, in total, in Kali Yuga, the design that we are put in is I am self-centered, always expect others to care for me, and I would never care for others. So, to bring us out of this shell, to bring us out of this muck, to bring us out of this scenario, and to break the jinx, the Lord said, okay, chalo, let me start. And let me show you how I reciprocate when you just, you know, express your love. So, the beauty of this process of Krishna consciousness, the personalism, is exhibited in four major capacities in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Number one, by the way Mahaprabhu receive and treat his personal associates and devotees who come to see him. Very personal. Whether it is Ratyatra Leela, whether it is Gundicha Marjan, whether it is annual Yatra visit by devotees from Bengal, he would make sure, several descriptions that we have seen, where we have seen that he had made sure that everyone is personally taken care. Number two, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his personal care by the way he would accept invitations, prasadam, accept several, Panihati Chiddadahi festival, Advaitacharya's organizing feast in his house in Shantipur and received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, several episodes in Jagannath Puri, and when Mahaprabhu wanted to accept prasadam, accept the love, he doesn't leave any stones unturned. He made sure that he's like this current episode that we have just read, almost 34, 35 verses that we just read today. The third phase where the personal touch is shown is in the Harinam Sankirtan party. You would have heard how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform Sankirtan, he used to form teams and he used to participate, dance. Very wonderful description is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing this Sankirtan, like how when Krishna would perform a Rasa Leela, everybody used to think that Krishna is dancing only with them. Only very few, or only hardly anyone could realize that Krishna is actually everywhere, along with each and every one of them. So similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Kirtan, only very few devotees noticed that Mahaprabhu was actually dancing in all the groups. The message I want to say is that the personal connect, the personalism, the care, and the love, and the reciprocation is by engaging everyone in the Sankirtan mission indiscriminately.
Jati naam kinbe bhai, jati naam kinbe bhai.
Amar sange chalo mahajaner kache jai. Nityananda Prabhu does not see, you know, any prior qualification.
Jati dana vidya bala na kore apeksha.
So everybody is welcome. That's Mahaprabhu, that's Krishna, that is Nityananda Prabhu's caring for all of us. He doesn't leave one stone unturned, including animals. During the Jharkhand forest leela, even animals were included. So Mahaprabhu Sankirtan mission is for one and all. The fourth way is, he is giving the privilege for us to be a preacher so that the next generation also can take advantage of it. Even though somebody is born a Shudra, somebody is a born Mlecha, Yavana, whatever lower caste, he doesn't discriminate. He sees our heart and love and care and gives them the designation. Yare Deko Tareka Krishna Upadesh. He makes us, he gives us the privilege, a right, an authority. Please, under my authority, under my order, go out and preach and distribute the holy name of the Lord. But doing, by doing so, what will happen? You'll be very, very dear to Krishna. So my first reflection I want to say here is, the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is very special, because this is a personal process. There is no tinge of impersonalism allowed, accepted, assimilated in this entire process. So the crux of the, you know, what we always say in marketing terms, USP, unique selling point. So there's nothing they're selling here. But the uniqueness of this process is, it's a very personal process. And you will see them in the behavior. We say the ethos of the organization, the culture of the organization, the mood of the organization is love and care and personalism. That is a basis on which the entire Siddhanta is existing. The reason we need to understand this aspect under this Leela is, as devotees, amongst us, when we are dealing with each other, we should avoid impersonalism. We should avoid being impersonal. We should be avoid being, you know, reckless. Unfortunately, we see, we hear, we experience several episodes by devotees trying to deal in situations in a very, very, very impersonal manner. It hurts and harms the entire bhakti process. So my first reflection is how this process of Krishna consciousness given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us is a very personal, loving and caring process. And that is the weapon Mahaprabhu utilizes. That is the weapon Nityananda Prabhu utilizes to win our heart, to completely curb, completely kill the anomalies in our heart. Just by giving love, care and personal touch, he cures us from these evil effects of Kali Yuga. Through these four, there may be 40 more, but at least I want to highlight these four, are the four obvious ways by which Mahaprabhu reveals his personal touch towards us. And if Mahaprabhu, the movement, our acharyas and all our fellow devotees are exhibiting personalism in their dealings with Vaishnavas and amongst each other in the process of Krishna consciousness, how can we at any point in time think of being impersonal? So my first reflection is about personalism versus impersonalism in bhakti. Impersonalism in bhakti is never accepted even as a siddhanta or as a behavior or as a strategy or even for any capacity out of weakness we can bring in. Because as a siddhanta, if you bring in impersonalism, Mayavada Bhashya Koile Sunile Sarvanash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly said that. If you bring in your transaction, in your behavior, it is definitely suffocating, because that's not how Krishna would like to be dealt. That's not how you and me want to be, you know, dealt. So when I cannot be the recipient of impersonalism, how can I give them? Impersonalism means non-caring, treating others in a very cheap manner, not relating each and everyone in connection with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, considering them as, you know, material or subservient or subordinate to, you know, the spiritual consciousness, treating them, you know, at par with, you know, materialistic people. This is all impersonalism. Not being sensitive towards their needs, not caring for them. And third is, impersonalism is sometimes used as a strategy. What is strategy? Sometimes you want to avoid somebody. Sometimes you want to throw away somebody. Sometimes you want to reject somebody. We try to ignore, be impersonal. Several occasions, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, several occasions, this has been time and again proved that that strategy were rejected. If somebody has made a mistake, please don't treat them impersonally. Please, you know, give them care and love and help them improve. The goal is never to chop off, reject somebody. The goal is to see, in spite of their nonsense, how they can be brought into the Sankirtan mission and give them some, you know, some special mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this wonderful, you know, exchanges of how prasadam had been served and accepted and reciprocated, he demonstrates this sense of personalism and how in our dealings we need to learn that. We have several initiatives within ISKCON where this devotee care agenda is being spoken about. And we have also, over a period of, you know, last 25, 30 years in ISKCON being part of several groups, incidentally, interestingly, we get to see still some impersonal transactions and dealings. I just want to register here that as devotees, we should not do that. And if by we being personal, we will be loved by the Lord, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and of course, by the wonderful devotees. And that's how the preaching mission can be spread. That's how Kali can be challenged. The moment you try to be impersonal, the moment you try to be, you know, self-centered, Kali laughs. And the moment we try to be very personal and caring, Kali gets suffocation. The second reflection is about the entire Leela that we just read. Look at the way each and every one of them have taken care in making sure that Mahaprabhu is fed nicely. We always say we are a prasadam movement. We always say that how prasadam had been integral part of our, you know, life. So one very good friend of mine, personal mentor, has told me, at any point in time, when you happen to see a Vaishnava or when you happen to go and meet some devotees, if you can't express any other way of gratitude, any other way of, you know, serving, thanking, if you are not able to do that, you can definitely take some prasadam with you. Offer to your deities and offer to your, you know, Ishta Devata, the Lord that you worship. And just by giving prasadam, you can express your gratitude, indebtedness, and you can find inroads in the relationship. So I want to state here three things as a part of second reflection. Number one, that it is our culture, it is our Sanskriti, that we don't go to the temple empty-handed. It is always a custom that whenever we go to the temple, we take some bhoga for the Lord in general. Point number two, as very nicely explained in the last verse, I know what I am eligible, what I am not eligible, just because of my cleanliness standard, just because of my kitchen standard, just because of my environment or the way I've been brought up. Maybe what I prepare is not suitable for the Lord to consume. That still does not relieve me from the duty of feeding the Lord. So let me go and make some arrangement to feed the Lord. Had been there in the culture since those days. Even now in the temples, we tell them, if you can't cook boga at your house, because the cleanliness standard that is needed for the deity worship is not up to the mark, you come and be part of the service in some capacity. Prabhupada very nicely explains in the purport, it is not necessary that Mahaprabhu denied the invitation of everyone. Mahaprabhu accepted the invitation of everyone, including the, you know, apparently a lower class. At the same time, Mahaprabhu wanted to uphold some processes so that people don't think for granted and try to name it as devotion. Because our process has got Vaidhi, rules, and Raga, emotions. Both need to go hand in hand. I cannot just be a rules-driven person with no emotions. I cannot just arbitrarily exhibit emotion without rules. So Mahaprabhu very nicely, you know, handled this, and also the devotees understood their responsibility. Just because I am a devotee, just because Krishna is my father, just because I have eternal connectivity to the Lord, I will break all the rules and regulations and, you know, harm the process. That's not what they did. In Hindi, we say, dadagiri nahi karte hain. The point is, I understand where I come from. Many times we see, you know, in temples, when we apply some rules, when we say that Mataji, probably you cannot, you know, serve. Hum kya kam hue? What wrong we have done? Are we not qualified? You are qualified. But the bhakti process has got both these components. Vaidhi, rules are important. Because bhakti needs some processes and steps. Not everybody can surpass all the rules just like that. There will be a stage where, you know, all these things are ignored and only love is taken care. Only love is accepted. But because we are a preaching movement, because we are part of a very, you know, a broad setup where different types of people come in, we need to take care of certain things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely handled this, and even the people followed it. So my second reflection is, as a part of our feeding prasadam, number one, every time when we go to the temple, every time when we go to see Vaishnavas, every time when we go and meet people who is senior to us, we better carry some gifts, and why not carry them some prasadam. If to the Lord, boga, if to the devotees, prasadam. And the part two of this is, when you carry prasadam, make sure, if you carry boga, make sure it is suitable, conducive for offering. It is just not a formality. It is just not some show of business saying that I also carried something. No. We really mean it. So whatever we take, it should be consumed. Should be, you know, accepted by the Lord. One time, Hanumat Prashek Maharaj was, you know, jokingly telling that, I mean, he was not trying to complain, but he was trying to say that sometimes we see devotees, disciples, and people come and offer something to me without understanding and realizing what I would like. Rather, they would bring in what they like for themselves. Because they come and, you know, bring it to me, I just do not want to dishearten them or, you know, reject them. So I keep accepting them. But I may not be able to use them. So he was making a very interesting point, that in the process of offering things to Krishna, we offer something I like and offer to Krishna as a formality is Kanishta. Krishna likes and I accept them as a prasadam is bhakti. Exclusively, you know, demanding Krishna to, you know, accept the way Vrindavan Vasis, the way Gopas, the way Gopis did it. That is a superlative nature, wherein make Krishna plead, beg. Krishna has to demand, hey, please give me your food. They put it, Krishna used to put his hand in others' mouth and take, and somebody used to put their hand in Krishna's mouth and take. That's another superlative nature. But the point is that when we are offering bhoga, when we are offering prasadam, it's just not a formality, it's love. In fact, as we say, when we sit together and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we become very close. Somebody said this. You don't do anything. Just sit together and chant. Even in a grihastha ashram, if husband and wife, children, they sit together and chant and do nothing. Just sit together and chant for half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, how much hour possible. They will find themselves getting closer and closer in their own relationship amongst themselves. When you dance together in the kirtan, you will find yourself coming closer to each other. So the process of sankirtan brings us closer, and this holds good even for prasadam. So when we are thoughtful enough to take prasadam and give, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we read in the description, he did make sure that every preparation that was brought into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tasted them. He enjoyed them. He did not reject them. And he also exhibited some sense of transcendental behavior by letting those preparations not go stale to an extent that not even one morsel should go waste, because it will dishearten the devotee. If Krishna is so particular not to dishearten us, how can we be insensitive to Krishna's needs? The third aspect of the prasadam is that we should also distribute prasadam to the needy. Jayapataka Maharaj was admitted in the hospital in 2008 when he had this stroke. This was the first day, that time in Mumbai, GBC meetings were going on. So I happened to have the privilege to be part of the service initially on the first day. So I had my own car and we couldn't do much. When I say service, nothing I could do to Maharaj over there, but there were a lot of other, because several, at one point in time, so many things that were happening. So all the GBCs were coming from Radha Raspiari temple to the hospital. The name of the hospital is Hinduja Hospital. So the temple president, Rajahari Prabhu, told me that, you know, I should shuttle, you know, devotees from temple to hospital to temple because I was there. So along with, I had a good fortune of taking Sivaram Maharaj in my car, and we were going. So knowing that this service was my way, so I already brought home some prasadam with me. And that was from Vrindavan prasadam. So I had, you know, so much of prasadam. So when the car was moving on, as you all know, Mumbai is a very traffic, city. So it's in the evening time. There's, you know, heavy traffic. And we were going back from the hospital to the temple. So I was giving Maharaj some prasadam. At that time, there were some beggars who were knocking. Sometimes they throng in and, you know, knock on the door. So in one moment, Maharaj picked up all the prasadam that I had and said, please give the entire bag of prasadam. And he gave to all those beggars. And he said that they need more mercy because they are struggling in this world. So we need to be caring and concerned about them. Srila Prabhupada was always like that. So the point I was trying to say is, in terms of prasadam as a project, we should always make sure that it's not only offering the Lord, it is not only offering the relevant things to the Lord, is also to make sure that we distribute prasadam. Srila Prabhupada would always say that a temple or a namahata or a preaching program where book distribution is happening, where Harinam Sankirtan is happening, where prasadam distribution is happening, they will never fail. Or rather, Prabhupada said, if you are having a temple, you should make sure that these three things are at least the barest minimum should happen. In that list, Srila Prabhupada did not even list the deity worship. Of course, I'm not giving any less standard to deity worship altogether. All I'm saying is Srila Prabhupada said, as a preaching movement, as a movement to show care and concern for the people at large, we need to make sure that we distribute books, distribute prasadam, and distribute holy name. So my second reflection hence is about, in the process of we dealing with prasadam, dealing with food, is a very personal agenda. So right from the time we cook till the time we serve, as I always say, that the entire prasadam process involves four stages. How you cook, how you offer, how you serve, and in what consciousness you eat. So we have to be personal in all the four stages. When I cook for the Lord, I cook in a very personal manner. When I offer it to the Lord, I offer it in a very personal manner. When I serve to the devotees or the, Vaishnavas, I should serve them in a manner by which it's lovingly served. And when I honor them, I honor them because I've seen this personally. His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj, he has got a simple, formula. That's what his disciples also told me. That whenever Maharaj used to honor prasadam, he would always honor prasadam alone and he would not speak. I did see this once personally when he came to one of his disciples' house, where the entire prasadam was given to Maharaj and Maharaj was left alone when he was eating. Because he says, when I'm honoring prasadam, it is actually I am, with Krishna. So I need respect. His Holiness Bhakti Vidya Purana Maharaj used to always also say this. Where prasadam, when you're honoring prasadam, you're supposed not to speak to others. It is not something that we can, do it as a normal eating process. I'm not sure if you all have noticed or not. This I've been noticing in my early days of Krishna consciousness, almost in all ISKCON temples, but of late, the system is slowly changing. Wherein, every time in an ISKCON temple, typically prasadams are served in the morning, 9 o'clock after Bhagavatam class, and evening, 4 o'clock. Both the times when prasadams are served in the main prasadam hall, somebody reads Chaitanya Charitamrita or some book. And they say, you are not supposed to speak, and prasadam is supposed to be, honored in a very thoughtful manner. So the whole siddhanta behind prasadam is about being personal. In this entire episode, we see how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made sure that everybody's prasadam is, accepted. And as we always say, yeyata maam prapadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham. That's my second reflection. The third reflection is about Govinda. It is said, a Vaishnava is a thoughtful person. In fact, a Vaishnava is supposed to be thoughtful. His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, in 2019, or 2018, if I'm right, during our annual Ministry of Education Symposium in Mayapur, he gave a presentation. In that presentation, he was explaining about the concept of being independently thoughtful. Look at Govinda's behavior in this episode. Govinda received all the prasadam from everyone. And he kept on, accruing, maintaining, keeping them. And naturally, because everybody prepared with, utmost love and care, they were particularly knowing if Mahaprabhu honored them or not, if Mahaprabhu liked them or not, if Mahaprabhu, accepted them or not. By the conversation that we read, we can come to know that Govinda managed it very well to make sure that nobody is disheartened. A servant is the one who is supposed to be very thoughtful, use certain qualities which may apparently be not so advisable in a very careful manner, so that the purpose for which those qualities, like in this case, it was told that Govinda had to tell a lie. Mahaprabhu ne prashad kaliye. Yes, yes, he consumed prashada. Yes, yes, he enjoyed it. He liked it. So, and he had to go to Mahaprabhu and complain. How long you are going to, let me do this? I have been managing devotees because they will get disheartened. They should not mistake about you. They should not think wrong about you. Because they are brought with so much of love, they should not get disheartened. So I was just, caring and concerned for them. This is what is a mood of a sincere, self-realized servant. They would know how Mahaprabhu would have otherwise wanted his devotees to be treated well. Govinda did that. Govinda was very nicely handling his devotees. At the same time, he didn't want to, operate on the platform of lies. He went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and made sure there is no more a lie, or it doesn't remain a lie forever. Here the word lie is not exactly a lie. It is about his care, his kindness, his responsiveness, and how he managed between a devotee and the Lord. So as a dutiful servant, when we are representing Krishna, when we are representing Prabhupada, when we are representing movement, it's a very responsible, service to be done. Many a times we are challenged. We have to face situations where people ask us about several things. So the responsibility of a practitioner, a practicing devotee, is to be independently thoughtful. And Srila Prabhupada says independently thoughtful words should be properly analyzed. I fully don't remember all the points that, Maharaj mentioned in that seminar. But at least I would like to say thoughtful is a very, very important word. When I say independently thoughtful, it means not that I try to become independent of this process. Independently thoughtful meaning I should use my love, my care, my surrender, my intelligence, how much ever I have my personal connect with Krishna, I should use them rather than just being colored in the first place. In the sense that I need to show as much genuinity as I have, rather than be diplomatic or a duplicit or a hypocrite in our service to our spiritual authorities. This point is very important. Because for this movement to thrive, to expand, we all need to be taking up responsibility on our shoulders. His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj, I very clearly, vividly remember this. 1994-95, if I'm right. Maharaj came to Srirangam along with Ratyatra, Padyatra. And I had a good fortune of serving the Padyatra team at that time. So, and after all the services were over, it's a long story, it's very wonderful sets of episodes happened. But then we went to Maharaj for asking for blessings. And the scene is very vividly clear in my vision. Maharaj, held my shoulder very strongly and said that, I'm talking 1993-95. At the time, Maharaj said, we are all getting old. You guys are young. I was in 1993, probably I was in my grade 10th. So you guys are younger generation. You should take responsibility of this movement and spread this as Srila Prabhupada wanted it to grow. Then only this movement will grow. Today morning in our, you know, in our session with our congregation in Tennessee, so there was a very, not today morning, I mean today morning India time, yesterday evening Tennessee time, we had a lecture by His Holiness Giridhari Maharaj. So he was trying to point out a statement by Burijan Prabhu. He said, next 10 years, it was Burijan Prabhu's offering to Bhakti Charu Maharaj's disappearance. He said, next 10 years, it is going to be the year of, you know, only tears and cries. Because several Srila Prabhupada's disciples are going to disappear from this planet one after the other. So it is extremely important that the next generation should take up responsibility and own and come forward in being part of the Sankirtan mission. So the point I want to drive home here is, as a part of the third reflection, is it is imperative that we all try to play the role of a very good messenger, very good servant, very good agent, very good, you know, person to connect every spirit soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. And when we do that with utmost care. Maybe different qualities may have to be used in different times, time, places and circumstances. But without compromising the ethos, without compromising the culture, if they are done, they are still appreciated. I list certain qualities which are used by devotees, but they are actually condemned in the Shastra. But then, when they used them, they were all appreciated. Number one, diplomacy. You will see Swarup Damodar Goswami, Vasudeva, and few other personalities. Whenever we talk about them, Srila Prabhupada uses, Vasudev was very diplomatic in saving Devaki from Kamsa. Swarup Damodar Goswami was very diplomatic in handling the services to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Prabhupada writes, this diplomacy that they have, you know, used was used in a very positive sense. There are several episodes where we will say that people have used dacoity. That there is one Alwar by name Thirumangai Alwar. The way he served the Supreme Lord is by stealing and robbing. There are episodes where, you know, we have to tell a lie. We have to tell certain, you know, not so truthful statements. So like that, you can go on list certain not so good qualities in the service. But then they are not classified as bad at that service because the purpose for which they were done is glorious. So, Prabhupada makes a very, you know, interesting statement elsewhere, saying that it is to be, you know, handled with so much of care that the qualities that we are supposed to exhibit should be driven towards the purpose for which we are exhibiting them. Unfortunately, we in Kali Yuga, we have the reasoning of rationalizing for all our mistakes. And we miss the purpose. So my third reflection is that Govinda in this episode played a very responsible job of doing three things. Number one, he made sure the connection between the servant and the master is relayed without any, you know, adulteration. He made sure that everybody's preparation, he personally dictated, narrated, so that Mahaprabhu understands, acknowledges, and blessings are passed on. Number two, he made sure that the devotees who came with love and care is very personally dealt with. They are not disheartened. They are appreciated. Their enthusiasm is still alive. And the last but not least, the way Govinda was making sure that Mahaprabhu have his quota of prasadam at an appropriate point in time so that this entire purposes are of why everybody is bringing in prasadam and how they are all nicely taken care and how Mahaprabhu should be, you know, given the best. So he did that part very meticulously. So my third reflection answers about how are we going to be a very good, independently thoughtful, intelligent, committed servant. And for that, better we learn to serve such souls who are in our movement so that we also inherit such qualities. So I would like to end my discussion here, end my reflections here, and open the floor for any questions or comments. These types of, you know, stories, sometimes they look like just stories. But this is not just some story that Mahaprabhu ne khana khaye, Mahaprabhu just had prasadam. It's not like that. As we always, you know, need to learn as a student, what is there for us to learn? What is there for us to improve upon? What is there for us to be, you know, looking forward in such episodes? So I was just trying to do that, you know, for myself. So there are others have any other comments and thoughts on this series or this particular section, I'll be happy to learn from you all also. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, my Prabhu Shri Shri Prabhupada. Thank you so much for sharing so beautiful realizations, establishing the importance of prasadam. And I really like the point that what you stressed on, that we should never go to temple or to Vaishnava's home empty-handed. So it has all been explained so wonderfully by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this pastime. I only have one question, that what was the internal reason that Mahaprabhu told Govinda to collect everything in one corner and then finally one day eating up all? So I couldn't get it.
Very nice. I was going to touch that on, but then somehow I missed it. But then it's a very... okay. I'll tell you what I could derive, because I was also reflecting upon why did Mahaprabhu do this? Why not eat them every time when they come? I'll tell you what I have understood. Many a times, you know, I have seen sometimes the adults, parents, when they want to teach the child, when they want to instill certain qualities in a child, they purposely try to, you know, behave in a manner to see how the child is responding. Prabhupada once was in Mayapur, and I think I've shared this pastime before. Slightly a different pastime, but I'm trying to connect in this context, where two devotees from Africa came to Srila Prabhupada and gave them $50,000. And they were standing there after giving the money. And Prabhupada asked, what's the matter? So that Srila Prabhupada, our GBC, Brahmananda Prabhu, wanted money as a loan from you for the yatra from where we come from. And we want $50,000. Srila Prabhupada said, I don't have money. But Srila Prabhupada said, the devotee said, Prabhupada, we just gave you. Srila Prabhupada said, no, I will not give that. And he made another statement. He said, our Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, would always say that every time I want my disciples to be in anxiety and not provide them with everything right hand, you know, in the first place. Because if I provide them, then they'll get complacent and not take things seriously. So what I was reflecting upon is, Mahaprabhu also wanted to see how, you know, how much eagerness, because the word eagerness is used in this 34, 35 shlokas more than once. How eagerly they are bringing in, how eagerly Govinda is trying to handle them, and how eagerly the prasadam is served. So it is like, you know, sometimes I voluntarily try to show some reluctance so that let me see how much I plead, how much I come forward. Am I really interested in feeding, or I was doing just formality? Sometimes we go to some devotee's house and, you know, somebody will ask you, do you want to eat anything? You know, we say, no, okay, fine, no problem. But sometimes in Indian culture, it is said probably you are shying, so they ask once, twice, thrice. So being persistent, so I personally reflect that Mahaprabhu wanted to exhibit, bring out that how the personal touch of the devotees who are bringing in prasadam, as well as Govinda's mood to make sure that the, you know, message is relayed. So Mahaprabhu wanted to, you know, bring that out in this entire episode. If you see, in the entire episode, they were repeatedly coming and asking, did Mahaprabhu eat? Did he like them? What he liked them most? Which one I can bring in again? And same thing, Govinda also was trying to manage. Is Mahaprabhu not eating, is, you know, gathering it in one place. So what am I going to do? He was lobbying them somehow. But at the same time, internally, he was getting concerned. Oh, Mahaprabhu is not eating. At the same time, I have to respond to them. So this, all this wonderful anxiety is part of love. So Mahaprabhu wanted to bring that out. So getting anxious so that Krishna's service happened nicely. Being anxious so that, you know, Krishna is glorified. It's a good anxiety to have. So Prabhupada says that such an anxiety was always, you know, instilled in us by spiritual master by not providing us with enough resources so that we take anxiety to fulfill the mission activities. Otherwise, we will become a lazy bum to not do the service properly. That's how I reflect upon. That makes sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji, I do agree that anxiety in spiritual sense is very, very important, because that will bring out a lot of eagerness and enthusiasm in us. But if we see from the devotees' point of view, those who were bringing the prasadam, they were in this impression that Mahaprabhu is honoring, because Govinda told them, or, you know, I shouldn't say the word manipulated, but, you know, he handled it very well. And but devotees were, their eagerness was because they were in this thing that, yes, Mahaprabhu is honoring. So definitely their eagerness was genuine, that, okay, if Mahaprabhu is honoring, let me bring more. So I still, you know, cannot relate to it, that what kind
of... The point is, I would say this, the point is, just because I'm bringing, it is not an entitlement the Lord has to accept. I can say this. At the same time, just because you brought it, the Lord is saying, I will honor it. It's achintya bheda bheda. That's how I am seeing it. Where many a times we think that maine laya, aapko lena hi hoga. So I brought it, you have to accept it. So sometimes in our service, we say that, Prabhuji, you see the first line, I brought the prasadam, I brought them. The garland, that rose, I brought them. So many a times we have that sense of, I brought them, you brought them, me brought them kind of scenario. So in Nectar of Instruction, Sloka number 2 or 3, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Krishna is Swarat, he exhibits in various situations. And one of the ways he says is that the way he wants to respond back, it is his own sweet will. He cannot have an entitlement just because you surrendered, just because you did 16 rounds, just because you did devotional service. Spiritual world is, you are not entitled for spiritual world unless otherwise Krishna gives us mercy. So Prabhupada writes there that in Krishna consciousness, definitely, I mean, it's in one place he says we are entitled. In another place it is also explained in this way, where it is only after Krishna's permission, after Krishna's blessings, things can happen. So I would only say that, you know, to even address that delta where Krishna may still want to somewhere subtly say, I mean, maybe I can ask, we can ask other devotees what do they think. But my feeling is that probably just because I brought it, just because I cooked it for the Lord, it is not necessary that Krishna has to accept. Krishna will accept it in his own sweet free will. So that is how I, you know, see that.
Yes, that makes sense. Complete sense. You know, Krishna is Swarat. We just cannot force Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for this wonderful class and wonderful reflections. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Any other questions, any comments, they can please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Chirata Gopinath Ki Jai. Prabhuji, please forgive me not attentively attend today's class, but I understand that every time we have to take a prasadam, whatever I have, I will take a fruits or wheat bag or rice bag or oil. Today I am so happy that now it's a teamwork to serve the homeless Vaishnava. One is cooking, one is serving, one is bring grocery, and Prabhuji is sending all the prasadam to downtown first time. So this is the mercy of Sri Nityananda, Nitai Pati Kamalam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Jagannath Balaram Subhadra Rani. And this COVID is very important for me, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai.
हरे कृष्णा, गुड फॉर लाइफ की जय। कमेंट्स क्वेश्चंस?
प्रभुजी कैन यू प्लीज सिंग टू लाइंस व्हाट एवर यू लाइक टू सिंग स्पेशली नीताई पद कमलम।
We have somebody asking a question. I think Panishri Mataji wants to say something. You are not unmuted, Mataji, probably. I'm not able to hear you.
Panishri Mataji, we cannot hear you. You are unmuted, but we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you, Mataji. Would you like to type it in the chat box? Oh, we cannot do the lip movement. Cannot read your lips, Mataji.
Mataji, maybe you type a text to her, Mataji, that we cannot hear. Maybe she's not even understanding that we cannot hear.
No, she knows. She knows that we can't hear her. Let me text her.
Well, she can hear us, for sure.
She can hear us.
Probably you can mute and unmute once, so that way probably it may.
Yeah, maybe I'll mute her. No, we still can't hear you. I don't know why she's speaking. Anyways, anybody else has any questions, any comments?
Okay, so we'll end the session by singing a small song. Nitai Pada Kamala, I'm not sure if I can properly serve you all nicely with that song, but I'll choose another one because she gave me some freedom to do that. So I'll sing the song Gai Gaura Madheshwari.
You want me to share, Prabhu?
Why not? Sorry.
What, Prabhu?
Gai Gaura Madheshwari.
Can you hear me, Prabhu?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what was going on. But I just wanted to make a comment. This was a really, really special class for me. The reason why I say that is because, you know, as you know, Guru Maharaj is doing those Zoom calls, right? And people are all, you know, baking so many different types of prasadam and, you know, and inviting him to his home. And always I was just thinking how much pleasure that the, you know, devotees are getting just by seeing their faces. You can see, I mean, immediate happiness that they see Guru Maharaj has come to their homes. But it just made me appreciate even more how much Guru Maharaj is doing by accepting prasadam. I mean, they tell them, you know, they say this is what they've made, and the way Guru Maharaj goes to every single solitary home and accepts that prasadam is what completely exemplifies exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing. So, you know, it just for me took it up a notch more, the appreciation for Guru Maharaj, the appreciation for Chaitanya Charitamrita, how it tells us we need to. Surya Mitra, Nana, Kanimsham, please. Nana, my own Mata. He wants to say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Chapuda, Lara. Hare Krishna, Chapati.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
హరి బోల్ చూసా వాళ్ళందరూ ఇతో నువ్వు మాట్లాడు నువ్వు హరి కృష్ణ చెప్పావు కదా ఓకే ఓకే సారీ తాత ఎనీవే సో ఇట్ జస్ట్ మేడ్ మీ అప్రిషియేట్ ఈవెన్ మోర్ వట్ గురు మహారాజ్ ఇస్ డూయింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ యు నో ఈవెన్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఫర్ గురు మహారాజ్ సో దట్ వాస్ మై కామెంట్ ప్రభు హరి కృష్ణ థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ ఫర్ బేరింగ్ విత్ మీ
ఐ జస్ట్ వాంట్ టు యాడ్ అ పాయింట్ సేయింగ్ దట్ వెన్ జయప్రతాక్ మహారాజ్ గాట్ డిశ్చార్జ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది hospital after 48 days of being in the Hinduja hospital, then he went to Bhaktivedanta hospital. Myself and a few more devotees, we went there to see Maharaj. Actually, the plan was that
if Jayaprathak Maharaj had not fallen sick, he was going to visit us on 25th of March in that year, 2008, to our yatra. We had arranged a Gaur Purnima festival, big event, so he couldn't come. So maybe not Gaur Purnima, maybe some other time, so or whatever, some festival. So we were going to receive him, and then he couldn't come. Then after 48 days of him being in the hospital, and I visited the hospital a couple of times, then after that, you know, nobody were allowed. So we are going to see him after 45, 46 days. I took some few of my family as well as devotees. Everybody is crying, and we were just offering our obeisances. And that time we were making a plan, because Guru Maharaj, you know, he didn't want to stay locked up in the hospital. So he was given every Sunday as a day to, you know, take a break from his exercise and activities. So he said, one of the Sundays, which I, because I promised to come to your yatra, one of the Sundays I will come to your yatra. I mean, the trip only. And he said, very nicely said, please make sure, because you know, I was a South Indian. He said, please make sure, make venpongal, which means like a salt pongal. And he gave description. You should have not broken, you know, paper. And you should have certain set preparations. I said, okay, Guru Maharaj, I'll make this. Okay, Guru. And from behind, all the servants were showing me eyes, saying that never, ever dare do this. So I want to say that this entire process of Krishna consciousness, this is not only with Guru Maharaj, I've seen this. Srila Prabhupada's episode and several other episodes, we are a very personal movement. So if we miss that, if we miss that part of being personal, then it is like, you know, having a sambar for pizza. If the combination don't go well, I mean, you need to make sure that, you know, you have a right combination. So if you have got Krishna consciousness, better be personal. Being impersonal in Krishna consciousness sucks. I mean, it's really pretty bad. So thank you so much for, you know, for your kind appreciation.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for sharing that. It's so wonderful.
Okay, so I'll sing this song, Gai Gaura Madhushwari, so that Nanda Gopika Mataji, she forgives me for not singing Nitai Pada Kamala, and also it's one of the songs that I like the most.
Gai Gaura Madhushwari. Gai Gaura Madhur Sware, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gai Gaura Madhur Sware. Gai Gaura Madhuswari, Grihe Tako Vane Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako, Grihe Tako Vane Tako, Sada Hari Bole Tako, Suke duke bhulo na ko vadane hari naam koro re. Suke duke bhulo na ko vadane hari naam koro re. Gai Gaura Madhur Sware. Gai Gaura Madhur Sware. Maya jale bada hoye, acho miche kajal hoye. Maya jale bada hoye, acho miche kajal hoye. Eko nache tan pe radha madhav naam bolo re. Eko na chetan pe Radha Madhav naam bolo re. Gai Gaura Madhurswari. Gai Gaura Madhurswari. Jivana hoilo sesha na bhajile Hrishikesha.
जीवन होइलो शेषा ना बाजिले हृषिकेशा भक्ति विनोदो उपदेशा एक बार नाम रसे मतोरे भक्ति विनोदो उपदेशा एक बार नाम रसे मतोरे गाय गौरा मधुर स्वरे गाय गंगा मधुर स्वरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे गाय गौरा मधुर स्वरे थैंक यू हरे कृष्णा
श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव से शिराता गोपीनाथ की जय अनंत कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम टू यू एंड ऑल वैष्णव थैंक यू प्रभु जी थैंक यू हरि हरि गौरंग
थैंक यू प्रभु फॉर सिंगिंग इट सो ब्यूटीफुल थैंक यू
ओके सो प्रॉब्ली वी शुड एंड द क्लास
थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु जी फॉर योर वेरी एनलाइटनिंग क्लास टुडे एंड वी आर वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू यू We look forward to your association again in the future. And I hope nobody has any question. Vansha kalpata rupyasya kripal sindhu bhye macha patitana pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His Grace Ramgiridhari Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.